For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We continue our conversations with Lansing City Council candidates today with James McClurkin. He's running against incumbent Jessica Yorko, who is expected to run for re-election in the 4th Ward. McClurkin runs a company called Cambridge Research Consultants. His firm has worked with many Native American tribes in Michigan and around the country on treaty rights issues. I asked McClurkin why he chose to run for the 4th Ward seat as opposed to running citywide for an at-large spot on the council.
I've been a resident of the 4th Ward for many years. I think I moved there in 1997. I am comfortable living in the 4th Ward, and I know the issues of the 4th Ward. I know the people of the 4th Ward. And I don't believe that the 4th Ward has been well represented on our city council. I don't believe that our interests are at the forefront of city government. And I wish to put it on the front burner for a while. Right now, we have a government that has a strong mayor. And our mayor has been the mayor for 3 terms. At the beginning of his term, when we were going into the deep recession, and through the years of recession, his style of being brusque and bully helped. I believe that. But over the next 2 terms of his administration, it's gotten to be tiresome. It's divided our government, city government, into factions. And too often, the factions are all pointed at getting themselves through the next election cycle. And I believe that that has left the interests of the neighborhoods completely vulnerable. I don't think that the people in many of the neighborhoods have any voice at all in the current factionalized environment that we are in. And I don't want to be a part of any faction.
Is this your first run for office?
It is, and I'm really a late political bloomer.
You mentioned the issues in the ward. What are some of those issues?
Well, one big issue, if you live in the 4th Ward of Lansing, there's not a single grocery store at which you can shop. There are a handful of small convenience stores, none of which are known for their healthy food selections.
You think the city council can facilitate bringing a grocery store into the ward?
I think the city council has to be the place where everything starts. The city council has been focused on large economic development along Michigan Avenue and in downtown. But I believe that many of those simply hollow out the city. They're put in by developers who do not live in the city. They benefit the people who roll into the city every day and roll back out to the suburbs and leave the core of the people without employment and without services. I would like to change the focus of that and put the 4th Ward first and see what we can do about getting those services back in and making us a walkable, livable place.
You're on the Lansing Park Board, and you're unhappy with the whole process used by the Board of Water and Light to make plans for Scott Park. Can you briefly go into what you don't like about that plan and what you would suggest instead for the Board of Water and Light?
Well, this isn't really a Board of Water and Light issue. This is a city government issue, and I don't like that it was done with a lack of transparency, with no consultation of the local boards, or without the local neighborhoods having input. Everyone knows that the city has to transition away from coal, and nobody objects to that. But the way this project was done badly, and it highlighted all of the weaknesses in the system of a top-down bully form of government that says, here's what we're going to do, here's how we're going to do it, and if you don't like it, roll up and die. I was shocked at that.
James McClurkin is running for Lansing City Council in the 4th Ward. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.